Welcome to MacGuffin. I'm Alex, and with me today is not James. With me today is Emily. James is not into the topic of discussion that we were doing tackling today. But who better to talk about my obsession with How I Met Your Mother than the person that introduced me to How I Met Your Mother? So, Emily, hello, and welcome back to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you are the reason I started watching How I Met Your Mother, because you have a still unblemished record of recommending things to me. Why, and I remember why I started watching the show. I'm curious to know why you started watching the show. Is it just general curiosity? Did somebody tell you it was good?
Yeah, I think it was like some of our other friends from university told me, you know, don't judge it because it's a laugh track show. It's really good. You should watch it. Mm-hmm. So I started to watch it.
Yeah.
I didn't even remember that I told you to watch it.
It is, I believe, at least as far back as I can remember, the first thing you told me to watch that I loved very much.
So. Oh, well, so. Good for me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and you kind of bring up a good point with the whole try and ignore the laugh track thing, because, I mean, I've been thinking a lot about the show this week, and I sort of started to piece together that maybe the reason it, I don't feel like it's ever been a well-respected show. I feel like there was a pretty short period of time where I felt like, you know, top to bottom, it should be a well-respected show. But I think it was just because it was kind of like, it did some kind of interesting inventive things that were much more expected, at least for the time period, from something like an NBC show, like The Office being a more, you know, conservative version of that, and 30 Rock being like totally off the wall, madcap type of stuff at times. But it was in the format of a CBS show, and it was sort of this weird like middle ground, and they had to do all the hacky things that bring in the CBS crowd. Like they had to make broader jokes, but there was always these things that were able to keep you entertained on a like more thoughtful level, I think, than like Two and a Half Men. I mean, there is such a clear division between something like How I Met Your Mother and Two and a Half Men to me, because there's just, and it might only just be the structure of like the storytelling and the time shifting and all that, but I don't know. I think it's so much more interesting than people give it credit for. And I think the time shifting is so interesting, and if only because it lets me put whatever I want into the show. But I think that's kind of the lack of respect comes from the fact that it's still just a multi-camera show, you know?
Definitely. I mean, we saw them sit at the bar from the exact same angle for mm-hmm. 9 seasons. Yeah. It's that kind of show, but yeah, exactly. Also had so many things about it that made me watch 9 seasons of it.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I think I generally say the show was like really good for 3.5 seasons, like the first 3.5 seasons. And after that, like, I've been watching out of obligation more than I've been watching because I enjoy it. And I think it's kind of like the Naked Man episode is kind of the last one before the break, like the holiday break in season 4, I believe. And then the second half of the season is setting up what eventually becomes Barney and Robin, which is a horrible, horrible mistake. But but yeah, I think that up until that point, I think it's a pretty, pretty stellar comedy. And even though they sort of set it up as like a multi-camera show, there are so many different sets that they go to the point where they shoot it. They would shoot it not in front of an audience. Like, they were shooting in an empty studio and just setting it up like a like Cheers, you know? And I found that super interesting, because they have so many different scenes packed into an episode, and they still kind of didn't shoot it single camera, which is the form that like The Office or 30 Rock would use. And I don't know. I think that's kind of an interesting difference, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And the pace of the show is just so fast, and it's all that time shifting. One of the other things I think doesn't get appreciated enough about the show, and I think this is something that kind of stayed to the end, certainly went down, but as time passed, but generally stayed, was the way sitcoms go. Typically, after a couple seasons, it doesn't really matter what the joke is anymore. It only matters who's telling it. And I feel like more than most sitcoms, How I Met Your Mother would stick with like actual structured jokes, and I think like, you know, setup and punchline, and it didn't rely on Marshall being a judge and saying it all the time, you know? Like a joke could be equally funny coming from every character's mouth. And I think like most sitcoms just aren't written like that. And I don't know, it's kind of this kind of traditional style of comedy that I enjoyed, you know?
That's true. I mean, so many of the How I Met Your Mother jokes, though, are jokes that, you know, started very early on and then just continued
that
through
is
the
true.
Whole show.
Yeah.
So it's almost like an in-joke. If you watch it, mm-hmm. you expect them to make, like, a major problem joke
yeah.
once every few episodes.
Yeah. And that's the thing with those jokes. Like, that was when they did it in the finale, or maybe it was on the last couple episodes. It was still, I don't know, it was adorable. I enjoyed it.
That was very cute. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. God damn this show. That's such a conflict. I feel like I want, like, I think about the show so frequently, much more frequently than I actually watch it. And I feel like it's because, for the same reason I still think about and occasionally watch professional wrestling. Like, I know I will never figure out why I am so interested in it, and that's what keeps me interested in it, not being able to figure it out. And I don't know. I think maybe professional wrestling is a good comparison point for How I Met Your Mother in general. So there were certainly comedic highlights in the show. Like, I think... you know, Robin Sparkles is, I think, something we can all agree on as a pretty inspired comedic thing every time they did it. They did 4 Robin Sparkles episodes, I believe, right?
And they were always amazing.
Yeah.
Cumulating in the last one, which was just spectacular.
It was out of control last season. It was so good.
I even made Graham watch it. Like, yeah. And he hasn't watched How I Met Your Mother since like season 4. And I was like, I don't care. We're sitting down and we're watching this one episode.
Yeah. And I haven't watched, I haven't gone back and rewatched any of How I Met Your Mother in many years, but I will always have a fondness for the pineapple incident and the fact that that was like a loose end that they were very clearly never going to solve. That always made me really happy because I always expected the loose ends in the show to be solved in kind of like unsatisfactory manners. And like that one I knew was safe, and that always made me happy because I like that episode so much. I like that it's the girl from the Wonder Years that was the girl in that episode. That and the intervention episode, I think, is a comedic high point for me.
Oh, intervention. And then that became a thing. Yeah. Like, there's just... that was great. More recent comedic highlights that I liked were, like, the doppelganger
yeah.
episodes were good.
Yeah.
Those were good. Mm-hmm. And I think I pretty much enjoyed the slap bet until this season.
Until shit got real racist.
Until they really needed to kill an episode and yeah. they thought maybe they would just be racist about it.
Yeah. I remember, like, I was kind of drunk when I was watching that episode and being baffled. And I know I've told you this, and just being confused by what was happening. And then everybody being like, yes, this is fine, we can put this out there into the world. And then afterwards I just had, like, I looked it up on the internet, I was like, oh, people did not react kindly to it. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, it was very confusing. Anyway, I think the thing that I find interesting, okay, so I suppose the question is, why did you watch all 9 seasons of the show? If it's a show that, I mean, I said halfway through the 4th season, 3.5 seasons, I think it's like good every episode for the most part. And then it just starts to decline. Whatever your point is, why did you still watch it? Yeah.
Well, that's a very good question because, as you know, I have no hesitation in giving up on. Don't think are going to end well and that mm-hmm. I think are going to upset me. But I think with How I Met Your Mother, there was just enough every season that there was something every season that made me think, okay, I'm going to just keep going a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And I think the last one of those was probably when Robin, when we found out Robin couldn't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, okay, I'll finish this season and I'll watch the next season. But I mean, the last season, I have no idea why I watched it. I think I even made a Facebook status at some point just asking kind of rhetorically why I was still watching it. Maybe I think at that point, it's really just like, you've invested so much time. You have to just see what happens, because it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Eventually I knew when they got to the end, something, even if I was happy or really upset, something was going to happen.
Yeah, fair enough. Because I think my answer to that question is pretty similar to yours, but I sort of feel like I loved when The American Office started out. I would say like season two of The American Office, like I loved as much as I loved the seasons of How I Met Your Mother that I was really passionate about. But I still like, I did not hesitate to really, well, I suppose I hesitated for about six episodes to drop The Office in like the sixth season. And I ended up coming back to it in the ninth, but I just couldn't find like a clear difference. And I guess it is kind of those moments that How I Met Your Mother has. And that was kind of the thing I found good about the last few seasons was its diminished quality kind of helped the show in that when they actually did do something good, you were totally not expecting it at all. Like I thought the episode with Robin's non-kids was really great. And we talked about it after it happened and we were like, this is awesome. And I thought the Time Travelers episode last year was really good too. And it just sort of, I don't know, they got to a point where they got so reliably, I don't know, kind of corny and hacky that when they actually did something smart and interesting, it was really enjoyable, you know? And I also really enjoyed when they brought back Victoria in season seven for that one episode. And they're all sitting around like the Benihana table, basically. And Ted is telling the story about how he cleaned her dishes and stuff. And that he learns this thing about Robin in that episode. And I don't know. I thought that was a really, really good episode. But yeah, I mean, it is kind of interesting that maybe like four episodes over the span of two seasons is what kept me into it.
Yeah, I think part of that is just that there's such a low threshold to watch. Mm-hmm. It's not ever complicated. You can just put it on in the background and keep up.
Yeah.
Whereas some shows like The Office, I think you could maybe do that a little bit less. Mm-hmm. So it's just easier to keep up because it doesn't take a lot of your mental faculty.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, like I think that's something I started to enjoy more in the later seasons, is because I don't just sort of put it on and ignore it. Like I sit down to watch it, and you know, maybe I'll send you like a message during it, like, why the fuck am I still doing this to myself? But other than that, it's like a pretty focused experience for me. That's just kind of how I watch pretty much everything, just because I'm too obsessed with things. But and then I start to focus on like little things in the background of uninteresting scenes. Like Ted's apartment always had a bottle of seltzer water in the bar. And I was just sort of thinking like, what person has seltzer water? And
lots of people, but it would be refrigerated. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that was a thing.
It's just club soda, man.
Yeah. But it was in a spray bottle though.
Oh, like old timey.
Yeah. And then I would say, yeah, exactly. And very bizarre. And then I would sort of start to think about, like, what am I going to fabricate in my memory of thinking back about my 20s? Like, what is totally not on my bar that I will put on my bar in my memory? Like, what's some weird transformer or something that will end up there in my memory? And then I just fixate on that for 20 minutes, and then the episode's over. But anyway. Another good example of that, there's a CRT like DVD combo TV in the Farhampton Inn that is just in the background of scenes, like when Marshall's like setting out the seating chart, and it makes no sense. It's 2014.
Oh, yeah.
Why is that there? Anyway, I was confused. I think that it was just sort of, I don't know, I think it must just be the format allowed me to fill in the blanks for myself, and I enjoyed that, I guess. You know? Anyway. All right. let's talk about the finale.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, let's talk about season nine leading up
to the finale. Can we talk about this season just a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
You seemed very nonplussed.
Oh, my gosh. I think that this season, for me, was pretty painful. I didn't realize that it was all happening in one weekend until like maybe six episodes in when I Googled it. Like, yeah. Why haven't they left?
Yes. <the hotel>? Yeah.
And when I realized it was all taking place there, I was just like, it was just so lazy. Yeah. Like, I can't even put into words how lazy that is. Something else could have happened in that whole 20.
Yeah. You know. Well, and I think I don't know. I when the idea was announced, I think they announced it like late season 8 that they were going to do all of season 9 in a weekend. I was like, that's interesting. At least they're trying something. Particularly once you see the finale, they really could have spaced things out a bit over the last few episodes a bit more, you know. But I don't know. I was fine with the idea. It didn't really work out. The thing I did like about season 9, I enjoyed how much of it was about Ted getting over Robin. I thought that was kind of interesting, and the way they did it wasn't always great. Like the shot of her rising into the sky.
Yeah, what was that?
Holy shit. That was honestly the hardest the show has made me laugh in many years. And... I don't think it was meant to be a joke, but that was so funny. But yeah, I thought the whole idea of him getting over Robin was interesting, and I thought the idea, I think they set it up pretty early in the season, somewhere in the first third. I think the episode was called Platonish, where it kind of implies that the concept of the one is kind of nonsense and like 80% of it is timing, and I thought that was a really interesting thing for How I Met Your Mother to say. And the episode ends, I believe, with the implication being that Barney or Ted could have ended up with Robin, and Barney just sort of acted on it. Now, one thing I hated about the season was that Robin kind of stops being a person and kind of just blows with the wind, I suppose, like a balloon. But I don't know, the way they handled Ted's story, I thought was surprisingly interesting.
Yeah, that's true. I definitely agree with you on that. It was just those, you know, when something would happen in the beginning of the episode where it was clear that the whole episode was going to take place in flashbacks that weren't very interesting.
Yeah,
I was just like, what? Come on, guys. Like, something can be happening. But you're right. I didn't really, you know, I'm less invested, or I'm not invested, but interested in Ted as a character than I know you are.
See, but I wasn't for so long, and now I am. And it's just, I don't know, whatever. Just... I see, like,
I'm sorry.
50% of Ted is, like, exactly like me. And
I wasn't going to say it. I was just going to let it hang.
Yeah, but then the other 50%, I think... is quite different, but
absolutely.
Thank you. But I mean, like, somebody that just likes monologuing about things that nobody else cares about. I'm sure you have regretted introducing me to How I Met Your Mother at some point because of my tendency to monologue about things that nobody cares about. And to just keep going and talking about Renaissance fairs. But yeah, and I just sort of, like, towards the end, I sort of started to find him more interesting because I sort of started thinking about him as a storyteller. And that Victoria episode I mentioned, how it just sort of felt like the way somebody would remember coming to, you know, a realization about themselves. You know, the way he tells the story is obviously fabricated and made up, and that's what makes it interesting, you know? And that was kind of what I found interesting about the character of the mother. And them saying that she's going to die. I thought that was really interesting. I don't know how you felt about it, but there's that episode, I think it's like fifth last episode of the show, where at the end she says what mom isn't going to see her daughter's wedding or whatever. And then Ted starts crying, and it's pretty clear that she's going to die, right? And I thought that was an interesting thing to do. How did you feel about the mother dying, basically?
Yeah, I guess that you're right. I don't think I was really as attuned to that as you were. I knew somebody's mom was going to die, but like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get to the finale then.
All right.
Okay. So I expected to hate the finale. I was like going into it and I was like, I was ready. Because How I Met Your Mother has always been for me, like the things they've done right are the things that they haven't fully explained and that I can think about totally apart from the show, like the bottle of seltzer water or the CRT TV, you know, like these things that they don't put a lot of thought into. The things they put a lot of thought into have never been great to me. Like they're all their big season resolutions have never been particularly good. It's always been about what gets you there. So I was anticipating a bad finale. And then I thought parts of the first half were actually kind of good. I liked, outside of her saying that she still kind of had feelings for Ted, I liked Robin falling out of the group and that stuff. I thought that was interesting. And then the second half of the episode was just garbage. And it was all terrible. And that made me very upset.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with you about Robin because she was always kind of, I don't know, she was barely a person in the last season. Mm-hmm. So it kind of made sense for her to just, you know, she was always an outsider and it made sense for her to kind of go do her own thing and be her own person and have her own life. Mm-hmm. But Barney?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like they wrote Barney's part in the year, like when they started the show,
yeah,
and then didn't edit it at all.
Yeah.
Like it was like all of the, everything they had told us we were supposed to believe about Barney, mm-hmm, was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like Barney had said things before, like, I don't care if you, you know, can't have kids, Robin, like, we're mature now and we'll get through it together. And then in the last episode, he's just like, oh, whatever, I'm Barney. I've always been this way.
Yeah. Like, refusing to even refer to the mother of his child as anything but a number.
Oh, just that was horrible. Yeah. It didn't make any sense. It didn't redeem him at all. It was like the laziest. It's like when they were workshopping how it was going to end at the very beginning, they were like, wouldn't it be crazy if this womanizer guy had a baby and that changed him? But like so much else had happened before that it didn't really have any effect and just seemed, I don't know, very stupid.
Yeah. Well, and that was kind of the thing about the Barney and Robin relationship that I always hated, like from the second it became clear that that was going to happen, was Barney always should have just been a character and they shouldn't have tried to turn him into a person. And I mean, maybe not after 9 seasons, that would have been tiring anyway, but yeah, I don't know. Just, and then that kind of just, it made the fact that, like, I like the idea of Barney and Robin getting a divorce. Like I thought that was interesting. And I thought it was kind of like a funny slap in the face to the fact that the past 22 episodes of this season have been revolving around their wedding.
A funny slap in the face? Is that what you would call it?
Yeah, to me. I don't know. I thought it was like a good little, I don't know, just fucking with people. And probably not even knowing that they're fucking with people. I don't know. I'm so curious about the creators of the show. I want to know everything about their lives. Anyways, all that stuff I was fine with. And I liked the mother being dead. I thought that added an interesting element. It was basically just once we get into the point where he's talking to his kids and the kids are like, you should totally go bang Robin. It was so baffling.
I know, that was awful.
And read, because I mean, obviously the kids haven't aged. They shot all that stuff in the second season, apparently. But that doesn't mean you have to use it 7 years later. Like, how can you write that and still and have it for 7 years and be like, this is still smart. This is still good. This is what we will go with.
I know. You really need to think about that a little bit more and not just be like, oh, we wrote this, so I guess we have to stick with it. Because it was really, it was offensive, really. It was offensive that somebody would say that.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was no big deal. Like mom died 6 years ago, so you should probably bang our aunt now. Like I think, you know, if my mom died 6 years from then, I wouldn't be like, hey dad, why are you banging my Aunt Robin?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, of course you'd be fine if your parent was dating again, but that's not really what the situation
Yeah, but I don't think
was.
you're cheerleading in the situation, yeah.
No, probably not.
And I think it made the it sort of turned the whole story into this weird, I don't know, just like it sort of turns into 9 years of storytelling of this dad trying to convince his kids that he's gonna go fuck somebody else. And it's just so, I don't know, it was so confusing. I can't even deal with it. It was the worst. I thought I
Yeah.
like I'm not like when things are over, things are generally over for me. I'll still think about them, but they don't really affect my life. I couldn't sleep on Monday night because I was angry. And that is something that has never happened to me before. Like rage at a media product. But yeah, I don't know. And I think like I was prepared for it, and then they just did just enough in the first stuff, like with Robin falling out of the group and stuff, that it kind of like brought me in. I was like, oh, okay, maybe they'll do something good. No, they will not. Why would you do this? Why would you believe this? Anyway.
I was thinking about it also from the point of view that when you think about the events that happen and at the end, when you think that like Barney has sex with a random person and she gets pregnant, keeps the baby, and he finds that, fulfilling somehow. And even after all those years, Robin and Ted decide to make a go of it. Like those are things that happen in real life. Like those things are believable to me that that would happen. But when you make the How I Met Your Mother characters do them with like no sincerity and clearly no real thought put into the writing, it just it's like a teenager writing a story that they think is like really mature. Almost to me, that's what it was. Because it wasn't that the things that happened were so unbelievable. It was just that the way they were presented was very kind of, I don't know. There was no, they were almost, I don't know if it was not naive, but like it just seemed very immaturely constructed, I guess. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's kind of how I was thinking. Because it's not like Ted and Robin getting together at the end is such a crazy thing.
No.
Just that I don't know what the point of the show. If it was done, with more, like different actors or a different idea, a different tone, sure.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, and the thing that I hated about it so much was that, I had just spent probably a number of months thinking how interesting it was that the season had been about Ted getting over Robin, and also the idea of the one not existing, which it does play into at the end, but is still in a frustrating way. And yeah, I was just like, wow, How I Met Your Mother, you're doing something right. And then no, he got over Robin, but no, he didn't get over Robin. Don't be crazy. We're Carter Bayes and Craig Thomas. We're hopelessly optimistic about everything. Ted needs two happy endings. He needs a happy ending, a sad one, and then we can't end on the sad, so we have to give him another happy ending. We have to bring back the fucking blue French horn.
Oh, I know. Ugh. Ugh. And this is an aside, but the mother's first love dying too? Like, how much tragedy does this poor woman need in her life? Like, we barely, everything's horrible for her.
How did he die? I don't remember that.
They didn't even say.
Oh, okay.
She just got the phone call at her birthday or whatever, and it was like, yes, this is she or whatever. And then she goes home and there's the present from him and sitting on the table. And somehow mysteriously he died that night going to her
Oh,
birthday.
yeah, I remember the president.
It was just a mystery death. We didn't even know him and we barely knew her, but now
Well,
this guy
his
is
name.
dead. Why is he dead?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Okay. Well, Emily, thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening, listeners. And I don't know, I'm sure CBS thanks you for watching How I Met Your Mother, or hate watching How I Met Your Mother. But yeah, thanks for listening. And James will be back next week on the podcast with me talking about something. Anyways, thanks for listening.